त्रिविद्या मांग सोमपा पुतो पापा जग्गई रिष्ट्या सर्गतिं प्रार्थयन्ते तेपुन्नम माश्याद्व सुरेंद्र लोकम अस्नंति दिव्यान दिविदेव हो ज्ञान। नाउ लॉर्ड कृष्णा has described different types of transcendentalists. The first he has described about the Mahatma. Mahatma is the great soul, and their symptoms have been described, the satatam kirtanam mam. They are engaged 24 hours, 100% in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Jatantascha dhirabrata, and trying to serve the Lord very carefully with bhav. So they are first class transcendentalists of the great soul. Then second class, those who are trying to understand the Supreme, the Absolute Truth, by identifying himself with the Supreme. That I am the Supreme. This I have already explained. This I am Supreme means I am part and parcel of the Supreme, of the same quality. So these people, these devotees, not exactly devotees, transcendentalists, they, doing that, when they are little more advanced, and if by chance they get association of another pure devotee, then he can understand that I am not Supreme, but I am the part and parcel of the Supreme. Then he makes further advance, and the ultimate goal, as I have several times explained before you, ultimate goal is to know Krishna or the Supreme Lord. That is the ultimate goal. So this is direct method. The Krishna consciousness, which we are trying to popularize, this is direct method, and just suitable for this age. As Lord Chaitanya introduced, Kalo nastiva 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 gati gannatha. In this age of Kali, the age of quarrel and hypocrisy, this is called Kali. In this age, this is the simplest method and direct action. Just like in military art there is a word, direct action. So this is spiritual direct action. This Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But because it is very simple, sometimes those who think themselves as very intelligent and advanced, they think, what they are doing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We are meditating, you are philosophizing, we are doing penance and austerities and following the rituals, so many things. So, practically, they are, according to Bhagavad Gita, they are not directly in touch with the Supreme Lord, but they have taken different paths as ahangraha upasana, thinking himself as one with the Lord, pantheism, thinking everything the symbol of God, and thinking the universal form as the Supreme in different ways. So anyway, all of them, the first class Mahatma and all these people, they are transcendentalists. They are trying to realize the Absolute Truth. Maybe in a different grades, but they are trying. And besides them, there is another class who are more or less can be called not transcendentalists, but materialists. And what they, that is described here, Traividyamang Somapa Putopapa Jagdai Rishtya Sargatim Prathante Te Punam Mashyada Surendra Lokam Ashtanti Divyan Dividyobu Bhogyan Deva Bhogyan. Deva Bhogyan means this is in with reference to the standard of living. As in this world we have got different standard of living, and it may be that your standard of living in America or Europe may be from material point of view very high, and standard of living in other country may be lower. Different standard of living there are. But in other planets also, there are different standard of living. They are called Deva Bhagya. That standard of living we cannot imagine here in the moon planet and other Surendra Loka. In the Surendra Loka means where the demigods live. They are also human beings, but they are highly intellectual, and their duration of life is very long, and their standard of living is very high, most costly, we cannot imagine even. So they are somapa. Somapa is a kind of beverage. Just like in this material world we have got different kinds of liquors. It is not intoxicating, but there is mention. Here in the Bhagavad Gita is also mentioned, somapa, somaras. And in Srimad Bhagavatam we get information that in the moon planet they also drink this somaras. But this somaras is not an intoxicant. It is a different thing. Here it is said, somapa putopapa. One who will drink the somaras, he will be freed from a sinful reaction. Just the opposite. Here, just like when we become intoxicated, we become addicted to so many sinful actions. It is somapa. When you drink somaras, it is just the opposite. We become freed from all sinful reactions. So that somapa is recommended here also. So either they try to go to other planets, and or they manufacture here somapa, somaras. Of course, at the present moment we have no such facility. But from Bhagavad Gita it is understood that there is a method. Anyway, the process is mentioned, described in the Vedic literature, Trividya. Trividya means Vedas. There are three kinds of knowledge in the Vedas, Trividya. Karmakanda, Upasanakanda and Jnanakanda. Karmakanda means this, how we can adjust material happiness or material living very nice. That is called Karmakanda. And then Upasanakanda. Upasanakanda means how to worship the Supreme Lord or the demigod or different types of their demigods. The demigods are living beings like us, but they are very powerful. So that Upasanakanda, worship of different demigods, is also mentioned there in the Vedas. That is called Upasanakanda. And Jnanakanda. Jnanakanda means knowledge, philosophical. So therefore, Veda is known as Traividya, Trai. Trai means three kinds of knowledge there are. So these persons who are more or less materialists, they are not transcendentalists, they take shelter of these Vedic Traividya, three kinds of knowledge. And to prepare themselves to be transferred in other planets, they become free from all sinful reactions. As I have several times mentioned that your standard of living in America is very nice, so people from other parts, they also try to come here and settle here. But you have got restriction, visa department, very restriction department, you do not allow. So similarly, if you want to go to the moon planet, then you have to qualify yourself. You have to obtain the visa. That is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva vratav divan. Pitrin janti pitri vratah. Bhutejya janti bhutani. Madjajino pi janti maam. So any planet, wherever you want to go, of course you may try to go there by Sputnik. But we have no such mention in the Shastras that you can manufacture some machine and can go there. You have to qualify yourself. You have to qualify yourself. Just like in there is machine, jet plane, still you require a visa to enter into America or any other country. Similarly, even if you can manufacture some machine, although it is not possible, but you have to qualify yourself to be a resident in the better planets. So those who are after going to the better planets and sun planet, moon planet and heavenly planet, there are many, Sarguloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, Mahaloka, they are in Sanskrit names. So here it is mentioned, Trividya Somapa Puta Papa. They, after preparing themselves to be transferred in other planets, they become free from all sinful reaction. The higher planet as you go, you have to become free from sinful action. The lower grade life and higher grade life in this material world means those who are proportionately less sinful, they are promoted in higher planets. But you cannot be free from sinful reaction in this material world. There will be some portion, some percentage. So the higher grade life and lower grade life means those who are proportionally greater sinful, they have got lower grade life. And those who have got greater pious life, they get higher grade life in higher planets, Brahmaloka, Jaraloka, Tapaloka. Tapaloka means those who have performed here severe penances and they are transferred there in Tapaloka. In Tapaloka, when there is destruction, annihilation of this material world, in the Tapaloka there is no destruction. They get information that annihilation has begun. There is great fire and they still feel that heat. And at that time, they transfer themselves to the spiritual sky. That invention we have got. So, jagvai rishtya sargatim prathayante. So, this materialist, anyone, even if you go to the higher planets, still you are materialist. Even if you go to the highest planet, Brahmaloka, where the duration of life you cannot calculate. Still there is death, the material pangs, the birth, death, old age and disease, there is. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, we get all this information, where other planets are, what is the condition, simply you have to know it from this book. Similarly, we have got information of the supreme planet, Krishna Loka, the planet of Krishna, where you can go. And the Lord says, Jadgatyana nivartante taddhama paramangama. The planet where going, you have no more to come back. Now these planets, these material planets, as it is mentioned here, Surendra Loka. Surendra means highly qualified demigods, their planets. Surendra Lokam Ashnanti. Ashtanti means they enjoy. And what do they enjoy? Divyan, Divi, Deva, Vogyan. Oh, they enjoy godly comforts. Deva, Vogyan. Now, Lord Krishna says, then what is after? The after result is said here, Tetam bhuktya sargulokam vishalam khine punne matta lokam vishanti. Evam trai dharma manuprapanya gata gatam kama kama alabhante. So those who are so materially attached, their business is that they qualify themselves to be promoted in higher planets, undoubtedly. And there, tetam bhukta sargulokam vishalam, and they enjoy life for a very, very long duration of life and godly facilities, that's all right. But khine punne matta lokam vishanti, then when they are pious, assets of pious activities finished, then they are again driven out from that planet, they come here. This material, this earthly planet. And again, they try here by sacrifices, or by other means to go there. So, Lord Krishna says, these materialists, they gatagatam kama kama labhante. Sometimes up, sometimes down. This is going on. Sometimes up, sometimes down. Just like what is called that field, sometimes go up, the boys enjoy in this way. What is the name of that field?
Ferris
wheel. So it is something like that. Sometimes you go sarvaga, jiva. Jiva means the living entities, they have got a propensity to go from here to there to here. That is there. Because they are living force. They cannot stay at one place. That is not their nature. In this life also, you Americans, you try to go to India, the Indians try to come here or some other country. This is nature. In a birds, bees, everywhere. They want to transfer themselves in difference. So it is going on. So, the materialists who want to go to the higher planets by pious activities, they can go there. But they will have to come back again. But what is the idea of going there? The idea of going there is the materialists, they are always seeking a better comfort. There is no limit. Where is better comfort? In this earth also, people are trying and advance some material. Just like in your city, I see very nice building, they are being dismantled. Very strong, nice building. When I go to that chamber, side, I see that one very nice building, very strong building, but you think that after dismantling this building, we shall prepare another skyscraper covered by nice glasses and we'll be comfortable. That is the idea, you see. So, materialists, they do not know where their advanced of material civilization will be perfect. They do not know that. Nate vidu sartha gatini Vishnu. That perfection will never come. But they are after that perfection, dismantling and building. And after 50 years, they dismantle this building and prepare another kind of building. That will be, at that time, further material advancement will be there. So this is going on. Gatagatam. Gatagatam means, what is called stereotyped. Everyone is going. The exact Hindi word is Bhediyadhasa. Bhediyadhasa. They call Bhediyadhasa. Varyadasan means that the goats, the goat merchant, they are taking to the slaughterhouse. And they are going hither and thither. But if one goat enters the door, all the Varyas, they will enter. You see? So, and because one has entered, but nobody will consider that he has entered the slaughterhouse. No, one has entered, therefore let us enter all. This is advanced. Oh, one has entered, therefore I must enter all. Oh. I do not care where I am entered, that I do not know. So this is going on, gata-agatam. Gata-agatam kama-kama-labhante. And kama-kama means sense gratification. Oh. The sense gratification. And the transcendentalists, they have understood that this sense gratification process will not help me. This is called Krishna consciousness. One must understand perfectly well that this process of sense gratification, Varyadasan, that will not help me. He is very intelligent. I'll have to search out something else, not this sense gratification. So long I have got a pinch of desire for sense gratification, I'll have to take this material body. And as soon as I have got this material body, then all the material miseries are along with it. So those who are serious about that, I do not want any more, but we have become callous. We don't think that what is misery. But those who are actually in knowledge, those who want to live, those who want to have perfect knowledge, those who want to have blissful life, they understand that this material existence, either this Sargaloka or the heavenly planet or this planet, that will never give me happiness. I'll have to, as Krishna informs herein, that jadgatyana nivartanti tad dhama parang mam mama, I'll have to enter the kingdom of God, the spiritual planet, where going I'll have not to return back again to accept this material body. That seriousness, one who has taken that serious attitude, they can actually perform this Krishna consciousness very nicely. But those who are still under the impression that material advancement will make me happy, they are still under the spell of illusion. This planet, that planet, that planet, that planet, that planet. But in no planet, nowhere, you can have perfect peace of life. That is impossible. Therefore, those who are intelligent, those who are by God's grace, Krishna's grace, or by good association, one who can understand that this sort of life is not desirable, I must perform dhirabhruta with great determination and vow in this life, so that jadgatyana nivartante, I may be transferred into the Krishna-lok planet, where going I shall not have to return back. Now, the material says, all right, you do not know whether you are going or not. You are giving up this material enjoyment. You are simply living on chapatis. Or we have got so many palatable dishes and you are not enjoying this, you are fooled. So these poor devotees who are taking chapatis, the Lord says, very nice thing. What is that? Alannaschintayantamang jijana parjupasate tesang nitta vijuktanam yogachimang mahamyaham. Well, materialist, Mr. Materialist, you have to work very hard. But here the assurance is from the Lord that those who are unflinching, and 7% devoted in the transcendental service of me. For them, I take charge of the maintenance, all comforts. Nityavijuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. Now this slope is very important for the devotees. There was a great devotee, his name was Ananda Acharya. So when he was writing commentaries on this particular slope, verse, he saw that Tisham Nityabhijuktanam Yogakshemam Vahamyaham. The Lord says that I myself take the burden and take the load on my head and I deliver that to my devotees what they require. He doesn't require to go outside. I myself go and deliver the goods, whatever he requires. This is written here. Tisham Nityabhijuktanam. Those who are 100% engaged in the loving service of the Lord, Tisham Nityabhijuktanam Yogakshemam Vahamyaham. Yogam means what is required by him. And Kshemam means what he has got, he required to be protected. So these two things the Lord takes charge that I personally do. For whom? Ananaschintayantam maam. Those who have no other thought than Krishna, Krishna consciousness. Ananaschintayantam maam. Jijanapa jupasate, and engaged in that way, always. He has no other business, simply Krishna. For him, this thing the Lord does. It is specifically mentioned here. Now, therefore, this is an encouragement. This is an encouragement by the Lord that do not think that because you are not trying for going to the other planet, you will be unhappy. You will have happiness. What is happiness? Happiness is within your mind. If you are assured of your peaceful existence, and the next life you are transferred to the supreme planet, a supreme place, then that is happiness. Not for trying life after life to adjust happiness. Here is an assurance. Now that's Arjuna Acharya. That's a very nice story. When he was writing commentaries, he thought, how is that? The Lord will come himself and deliver the goods? It is not. He might be sending through some agents. So he wanted to cut Bahami Aham. I bear the burden and deliver. He wrote in a way that I send some agent who delivers. So that Arjuna Acharya went to take bath. And in the meantime, two boys, very beautiful boys, they brought some very nice foodstuff, very large, in large quantity. And in India, there is a process to taking two sides burden on the bamboo, just like a scale. It is balanced. So these two boys brought some very highly valuable foodstuff and grains and ghee and all this. And his wife was there. The boy said, my dear mother, Arjuna Acharya has sent these goods to you. Please take delivery. And, you are so nice and boy, you are so beautiful boy, and he has given, and Acharya is not so cruel. How is that? He has given so much burden to you. And he's not kind enough. I was not taking, just see, he has bitten me. Here is cane, mark. His wife became very much astonished that Acharya is not so cruel. How he has become so cruel? So she was thinking, in that way? Ah, then all right, my dear boy, so come out and give him shelter. And no, I shall go, because Arjunacharya again come, he will chastise us. No, no, you sit down, take food stuff. He prepared food stuff and then they went away. And when Arjunacharya came back, then he saw that his wife is eating, because it is the system of Indian family that after the husband has taken the food, the wife will take. So they don't take together. After the family members, the boys and the husband is sumptuously fed, then the housewife takes. So Arjuna says, "No, you are taking food? Why is that? What is that? No? No, he did not, I am mistaken, sorry. He said that you are, say, the wife said that, Acharya, you have become so much cruel nowadays. What is that? Now, two boys, very nice boys, they brought so many food stuff, you loaded on their head, and they denied to take it, and you have bitten them." I just said, he said, "No, I have never done this. Why shall I do it?" Then she described, was such a nice, beautiful boy, that the Arjunacharya understood that because I wanted that God does not deliver, so he has delivered this goat. And because I cut these alphabets that he does not give personally, so he has shown as beating mark. There is an incident in southern India of Jonanacharya. That story is there, of course. You may believe or not believe, that's a different thing. But here, the Lord says that I personally deliver. So, those who are in Krishna consciousness, those are actually busy in the matter of discharging their duties as a Krishna conscious person, they may be assured that so far their living condition is concerned, or their comforts of life is concerned, that is assured by the Lord. There is, will be no hampering. Thank you very much. Any questions?